missed out on some fantastically bad movies, man. Hello, everybody, and welcome to the REScreening.com podcast. I am your host, REScreening.com's own Mark Eastman, and with me, as always, is co-host extraordinaire Shane Leonard.
Hello.
I almost threw in like an heavy breathing.
Yeah, right. I was just breathing.
This week, everybody, it's the worst of the year, which for a lot of people is our favorite show.
Yeah, I was just going to say, because we just started talking about this.
We have over the years gotten some emails about our worst of the year list, which is pretty cool.
Okay. Did we get any about the best? Did we get any emails this week?
No, not really.
Nothing. They're waiting. No.
The best list, like we started out last week. Yeah. Even though we at least had some variety, whereas a lot of lists, if you just Google and go find everyone's list, whatever, you're going to find the same movies. Right. It was just that kind of year.
Yeah.
Even when you go to places that will normally, throw in some indie stuff or whatever, this year, oddly enough, this year had some really good movies.
Mm-hmm.
It didn't have a real swell for me from like the indie scene. I almost always have at least two movies on my best of the year list that, no one's ever heard of that are like really indie things and the closest thing you could get this year was The Lobster because not a lot of people have heard of it, except that everyone's heard of it and it's got Oscar nominations and stuff like that. So that kind of kills the status, right? But there are usually some big indie players, even if they have big people in them. Like, a couple years ago, there was that Kristen Wiig movie, Welcome to Me, that, by now people have heard of or whatever. But at the time, it was so small. And it was impressive, actually, that it had Kristen Wiig.
Right.
And you were like, okay, it's going to be an indie, like, Greta Gerwig things that we see, and it was like even smaller than that. It was so indie. It was so watching that movie. It's just, it's not distracting, which a lot of really small budget movies are. Yeah. It's not bad enough that it really becomes distracting insofar as like what cameras they're using and how sets look and stuff like that.
Right.
But it's close.
Yeah.
it's obviously very small budget. Anyway, but this year, there were some pretty decent indie things, but I didn't really run into a lot of indie things that I was like, wow, like that was, or, something like last year when you had Tangerine and it was,
which really stood out.
That was, it was on a phone, right? I mean, they're just, I don't know why this year just didn't have indies that were blowing me away. Anyway, but as much as this year, last week, and I just said it again, you find the best of the year list, you're going to find all the same things.
Yeah.
And that doesn't mean it wasn't a good year, because there was actually a lot of good movies this year.
Yeah.
I enjoyed a lot of movies, and especially, like the top five. It just was not that breadth to the best movies. Worst movies, whole other thing. Movies of the year is a whole other thing.
Yeah.
There were so many bad movies this year.
Yeah.
And not only were there a jillion bad movies this year, but if you go Google people's worst lists, you're going to find all kinds of things.
Yeah. People were not irritated by the same
thing. No, people got all kinds of crazy lists.
I feel like.
And if you go look at 10 or 20 worst of the year list, man, you might run into like 50 or 60 different movies.
Yeah.
There's all kinds of movies that are showing up. So
I saw someone's worst list had The Lobster on it. And I thought some of the stuff that's high up. Some insane person. But it just, it just goes to show that not everyone is going to always like, the star-studded spectacle that is being the box office killer. I feel like
that's the alt worst list.
Yeah, right. I feel like we missed something, though. I'm sure we'll make up for it by not going out and rushing to see the new Resident Evil movie this year. Because
so
think of
the next year,
Yeah, think of next year this time when we could be referring to it being still in our memory. I don't know if we'll see it.
We'll have to see it by the end of next year.
Right. So,
but
and I'm sure
yeah,
we'll see other ones.
But we're starting off other bad the films. Year as usual. Yeah. That's the sad thing. If you go back over time, you know, and the worst movies of the year, and then look at which of them came out in January or February.
Yeah, there's always a memory.
That's what they always do. Anyway, if there's time, we may actually get to some movies this week, but
yep,
pretty much this is all this about the worst movies of the list and having lots of fun, and everyone wants to listen to that, right?
Right.
Before we jump into our worst of the year list, though, the Razzies just came out conveniently, which I feel like
yeah,
we should actually plan that on purpose from now on.
We
right?
Could've.
Like, let the
yeah,
Razzies
yeah,
come out on purpose.
That's funny.
And the Razzies this year were a little weird for me, actually, because there are worse movies than the Razzies. And the Razzies, I feel like, might be getting away from itself a little bit because there's too many people at
right,
this point. Because the Razzies are, in case people don't know, no official group has signed on to tell people what the worst movies are, right? There's not like the anti-Oscars or whatever, where the Academy will actually vote and say, this is the worst movie, right?
Right.
Nobody does that, right? Except, you know, critics have their lists and stuff like that, but there's no like big awards or whatever.
Yeah.
And so when the Razzies started, it was kind of interesting. But the Razzies is an anonymous group that anyone can join.
Right.
All you have to do is give them some money.
We should join.
And you can vote on the Razzies.
Yeah.
And it's – but it's – I think at this point it's kind of expensive, actually.
It's gotten popular.
When I looked at one point a long time ago,
yeah,
I think it was like $40 or something.
No, it's not that bad.
And then you could vote. Except
right,
that you don't get anything
no,
for that $40, except that you
get
to
vote.
Anger.
Right.
And so now who knows how many people are voting because
right,
it's a completely anonymous
right,
list. And, you know, it could just be one, really. Maybe no one else actually signed
maybe,
up for it. You never know. But it could be thousands, and it's just everyone voting, and who knows.
Right.
But anyway, the Razzie nominations this year were Batman versus Superman.
Yeah.
Which is fun.
Right. It's always fun to kick that
to
one,
have that
just
on a list, right?
Yeah.
Dirty Grandpa, Gods of Egypt, Hillary's America, The Secret History of the Democratic Party, Independence Day Resurgence, and Zoolander number 2. And in many ways, the list of Razzies, especially this year, makes me think of my own qualifications to my worst of the year list, right? Because
mm-hmm,
the best movies of the year, I'm pretty okay with, but the worst movies of the year, I always have to qualify, right? Because it's that I've seen.
Right. Right.
Cause I know there are even worse yeah, things. I
yeah,
just refused to ever see them.
Right.
So they can't make it on the list. And there are some, you know, when Roger Ebert walked out of that one movie after 8 minutes and then reviewed it anyway,
mm-hmm,
right? There are some that I think I could pretty confidently put on my list.
Yeah.
Without seeing them, but I'm not gonna. But I don't feel like
right,
I should do that.
Yeah.
But I could. But this feels like a list that is diluted by the public
mm-hmm,
to really serious degree. I
yeah,
mean, because it's just people who didn't see
right,
all of the possible horrible movies.
Right.
So, and not only that, but I have to stand up for one of these movies. There are a few movies, actually. I have like a special sub list, right?
Okay.
Of the movies that I'm going to stand up for that are on a lot of people's worst list.
Okay.
Right. And one of them is Gods of Egypt, because
you like that.
It is a really
yeah,
goofy movie.
Yeah.
But it's not a bad goofy movie. It's,
yeah,
it's not a horrible goofy movie. It's just, it's all, to a certain extent, it's kind of like throwbacky, you know,
yeah,
it's just goofy action. It's not a great story or anything like that, but it's not really trying to be either. It's trying to be like, you know, calling this there's another movie that we'll get to in a minute that I feel is kind of in the same camp, But this is like going back to like an old Harryhausen movie mm-hmm. and going, look how stupid this movie is.
Right.
It's like, well, wait a minute. It's just goofy fun. It's like going on a roller coaster and saying you're not that interested in the plot at the end, right? I mean, it's like, this is just a goofy, fun movie. And it's like a Michael Bay film when you don't hate the plot.
Right.
because the plot's not calling you stupid. The plot's just goofy.
Right.
Those are different, right? And so it's not a good movie. I wouldn't rate it real high.
Yeah.
But it's not horrible,
yeah.
right? I mean, I think I probably I gave it like 5 or 6 or something, or maybe 4.5
I
or whatever.
Your review was more positive than I thought, so it seemed more likable. But you just said it's. I remember talking to you about it briefly, and you just said it doesn't deserve the beating it's taking. It's not that film.
Right.
So.
It's not completely horrible. Yeah. But anyway, so there's your Razzie list, which is cool.
Right.
I think it's fun in my own, crazy way of thinking things are fun. I think it's fun to have a superhero movie, finally get some real serious negative attention for people to really go no
yeah like Catwoman wasn't enough
right
yeah
no I mean now because
oh,
before
sure.
it used to just be you couldn't make
it,
one that didn't get ripped
yeah,
apart
right
and I like know. Yeah the Catwoman and Daredevil and
oh yeah
those days of throwing out things where if you were lucky, a Batman movie would come out and people would like it, and then that's okay.
Right.
But for a long time there really was like, if it wasn't Superman or Batman, it was going to get destroyed no
yeah.
matter what it did. It was going to, and mostly they were pretty bad.
Yeah.
But no matter
yeah.
what, there was no effort you could take that would matter.
Right.
Really. It
right.
was like the reviews were in before the
yeah.
movie was
yeah.
done filming. It was like, there was just, it was Batman and Superman, and that was it. And now Batman and Superman are the worst movie of the year, potentially.
Yeah.
So that's pretty cool. All right. So jumping off from there, there are my other two movies that I'm going to add to that list, Gods of Egypt, are Warcraft and Nine Lives.
That's to the
those are my three movies this year that I think are on. They are on tons of worst lists. If you
yeah.
go see a worst list, you are going to find those. You're going to find Nine Lives even in the number one spot a lot.
Really? Yeah.
That's the turning into a cat.
Yeah.
Yeah. Movie and it is pretty goofy. But it's actually not that bad. It's not real good either. But this is another one where it's like a throwback kind of a thing
yeah.
to all kinds of like early 60s Disney movies that came out where, they're not for you and they're not trying
yeah.
to win Oscars and they're not trying to be Casablanca or something.
Yeah, don't
right?
judge Francis the Talking
like
Mule.
Or like the Shaggy DA or
right.
something.
Or the Incredible Mr. Limpet. Like these are
imagine,
fine films.
Imagine if when the Shaggy DA came out, right, every critic around
swing at it,
buried it, and said, this is the dumbest,
this is
most
stupid
horrible.
And you're dumb for buying this.
Right.
Yeah.
I mean, that it
would be a different world.
It would. We'd
be
living in
a different world.
We'd be living in a whole different
yeah.
place now. But like for, the right audience, it's obviously really
it's
for
great.
Kids.
Yeah.
It's very,
it's the first show at the drive-in.
Simplistic and everything.
Yeah.
But there isn't bad stuff.
Yeah.
It's not like the dialogue is really horrible. I mean, it's cheesy kid fun.
Yeah.
I mean, if this movie is, the worst movie ever, you are like really changing the scope of like what's allowed to come out in a theater.
Right.
because you just can't make these.
Yeah.
And there are some parts of it that are actually kind of fun. And
wait, which now, the Shaggy DA or Nine Lives?
Nine Lives.
Okay. So I was going to say, I like a lot of the Shaggy DA.
Those movies are great.
Okay. I'm not sure what we were talking about.
But yeah, there are some parts in this that are actually pretty fun. And
yeah.
Kids are going to like it. That's,
yeah.
that's what it's for. It's like, it's like there's a scene of a girl playing with a cat who's actually her dad with voiceover of the dad, like hating it or whatever.
Right.
And, you know, like the kids are rolling.
Right.
And the adults are going, this is the worst movie I've ever seen.
Right.
I mean, it's like, you know, hooray for you and your monocle.
Yeah.
It's like, anyway, and, yeah, and Warcraft the same. We both,
let anybody besmirch Warcraft. That's a fun movie.
We both liked Warcraft, and it is just, there are so many movies that are exactly the same movie as this,
mm-hmm.
just without orcs.
Right.
And everyone goes, yeah, that's pretty good.
Yeah, right.
What's wrong with that? Right.
Yeah.
Like it's a good movie. And it is not a bad movie. Right. But there's actually a lot. I mean, and I feel like you like this slightly more than me.
I think I liked Warcraft just a little more than you.
It was like a weirdly fun time.
But I mean,
time.
Only barely, like half or a full star, but nothing major.
Yeah. But it was actually weirdly fun.
Yeah.
And the movie actually stands out to me in the year just because by the time I left, I was like, what happened?
Right, right.
Well, everyone was already, you know, bagging on it.
Right.
But I was like, man, I don't know. That was fun.
And I remember going in and distinctly being a weird, I felt a weird litmus test because I felt like I was one of only maybe 60 people on the planet who've never played World of Warcraft.
I
never did any
of
them. And I mean, I knew about them and I watched my friends mortgage their house to play more, but it never got me. So I thought, well, that's good. I can come in and be truly, totally neutral. I don't care if you show me Helm's Deep on fire or wherever your little village is. None of the in jokes mattered and none of the intricacies of behind the game plot mattered. Just
right.
Give me a good story, make it look fun.
The people who showed up.
Yeah.
Just so that we could say their name and the
fans
in the audience could go, look, they showed up
and
you know, whatever.
Dragon, oh my God. Remember
right.
when he killed my town? You know, none of that stuff paid any mind to me, nor had any necessary like commission. And yet still when I walked out of there, I had a blast. I thought that was a really fun time.
Yeah, it was weird. Anyway, but that is a movie that's going to be on probably the vast majority.
I just tipped my hand. It's not on my list, but you know.
Well, right. It's not on mine either. Okay. And then I don't know about you, but I got like some almost.
I got a couple
that I got to go through, especially because everyone listening obviously has pen and paper ready right now. Or
it would be great if they did. I'd love the.
I'm dating myself really because they have.
I got a phone.
They have their phone in front of them and their
pen and paper.
And they're going to talk to it and tell it to.
They're listening to our podcast by candlelight.
Right.
No, I would love for people to have their lists and see if, he's got number 8. That was 4 for me. I love that stuff, but I don't expect anyone loves lists like I do.
No, nobody does that but you.
I do it, though.
Yeah. Okay, so my list of things that almost made the top, which is, when I look at it now, kind of sad. Because really,
this should be better.
This should be the worst.
This should be the worst.
This should be as bad as it gets, right?
Okay, I see what you mean.
In any given year, to have this many horrible movies and then go, wait, there's more, right?
Oh, yeah.
That you get to see. So the ones that did not quite make my worst list are Mike and Dave Need Wedding Dates.
Yeah.
Batman versus Superman.
Yeah.
So already...
Those are two big ones I've seen on lots of lists.
Already I'm crushing the Razzies how bad things can be, right?
Yeah, you think you know bad?
Miracles from Heaven, the Jennifer Garner movie where the kid gets miraculously healed and everything.
Yeah.
Oh, God, that's awful.
That looked horrible.
Nina, which is the biopic.
Oh, right.
Bad. That one is actually – I was surprised that one is actually showing up on a lot of people's lists.
It wasn't that bad
because in general, like biopics kind of get a pass, you know, even if they're pretty bad.
Yeah. Right.
People
yeah.
aren't going to say that's the worst thing that happened. And,
yeah.
And especially with a movie like Nina, a lot of people will be scared that it will make them look bad if they say it's a bad movie. That's just the way that goes. Pop Star, Never Stopping.
I love how you have to say Never Stop.
And Suicide Squad. are all all movies that are not quite on my list, but I didn't like. And I think what's interesting about this year too, and what I think is interesting about worst lists, you know, good movies, I feel like there are less ways to be a good movie than there are ways to be a bad movie.
Yeah, right. Okay.
It's sort of like definitely, you know, the old saying, right? Like, everyone's right in the same way, but you could be wrong in like a million ways, right?
Yeah.
And I think that this year just sort of shows off like the many, you know, you could be, and not only that, but I think it's the problem with a lot of worst lists that I saw is that they have a lot of movies that just aren't good.
Right.
But they aren't actually horrible or terrible or, you know, just
ugly,
right?
There's a bit of subjectivity to it, but certainly you'd have to push a real hard case for me to believe that it's that bad.
Right.
You didn't like it. It didn't give you what you, but it's not that bad.
Right. Right. Yeah. And so I think the worst movies of the year kind of have, there's a little bit of everything, right?
Yeah.
there are movies that are really calling you stupid. There are movies that are just so like inept at doing anything that you actually have to call them on it. Right. There were a lot of movies this year actually that I feel like I could have seen the exact same thing on TV and it would have been better, because they would have been trying from a different perspective than you are.
Yeah.
You know, and yours got worse because you were trying to make it better and you were so clueless about what a stupid thing it was. It's like, actually, you know, in some sense, every list of top 10, right, should be all of the Hallmark Christmas movies that come out that year, right? Because they're trying to be stupid and they're succeeding. And yet those movies are not as bad as if there were some theatrical release of a really goofy romantic Christmas movie that thought that it was some awesome, cool thing.
Sure.
Because all those movies you watch on Hallmark, they're like, look, man, we know what we are.
And we're going to take it. Yep.
You know? Right. Yeah.
And if you're here, you know what we are. What did you get here by accident?
Right.
Like your cat changed the channel and you came in and was like, I can't find the remote. Somebody tricked you into watching it.
Yeah. Funny. So anyway, that's my almost list.
I got a few on my almost list and there are two mentions here. One is I almost said that one on my almost made the worst film list. Was the most disappointing film of the year, even though it didn't make my worst film list. But then I realized there is actually one on the worst film list that was pretty disappointing. So I can't hold out that only for this title. But there were, in no particular order, there were things that almost made it, like The Girl on the Train, which I really did not like.
Wow, that was almost on your worst
list?
It
was pretty close to making the bottom. Wow. If I had had a 15, I think that would have been maybe 15.
Wow.
Like, I did not like that movie.
You know, and I didn't love that movie, but I was a lot more okay with it.
You know what's funny? Yeah, it was weird. Your rating is lower, but my loathing of it is higher. Like, you actually had it, and you're like, that's bad. Let's just move on. And I can't. Let's talk about this.
See,
you know,
that's
just, it was so weirdly annoying for
me. That's one of those movies where I feel like what's happened is that movie is bad for lack of goodness being in it.
Yeah.
Not because it's actually, you know, I
wasn't differentiating.
I wasn't watching that movie going, well, yeah, but you make me make the list.
Well, no,
and then
I have to figure out how it happens.
Right.
Yeah.
But I don't think there was really a point in that movie that I was watching it going, you know, I'm bored, I'm irritated, the movie's pissing me off, the movie thinks I'm stupid, you know, whatever, all those really, really negative things.
Yeah.
It's just that it kept going and good things didn't happen. And plus, I did like it for a little while. So that's,
I liked it for a little while,
that's got to be okay.
And
something.
But, I mean, if I get you start talking
anyway
about Emily's bad of drunkenness, you'll remember how much you hated it and loathed it. And
no, I did hate that.
So I had eight quick ones to mention. You know, it ranges from The Girl on the Train to Miss Peregrine's Home for Peculiar Children, which I thought was a terrible mistake. Live by Night, which if I had a list of 18, that would have been at the bottom.
Sure.
I don't mean number one. I mean like 18 or 17. The Jason Bourne movie, I really did not like. because I'd seen all of them before. The Mike and Dave Need Wedding Dates, I didn't like. Allegiant, I didn't like.
Yeah.
Even though that, I know why I didn't like it.
Right.
And I don't wholly think it's that film's fault.
That's actually another one. The Allegiant movie, and then there's...
I blanked on the other one.
There's some
like
other
they
one.
They just had massive studio interference.
That are... they are both actually hitting several...
Are they picking
worst lists? And those are movies too, where I feel like the problem is really just a lack of goodness.
Yeah.
And that just kept them off for me.
The one that I was going to say is the most disappointing is Jack Reacher, Never Go Back. Only because when we did the show,
that one is fantastically
disappointing. I watched the first Jack Reacher film like a day before, 2 days before, and was in love with it.
That is, you watch
you
that
couldn't
movie.
Have deflated me anymore.
You watch that movie in the worst possible way.
I did.
No one should ever do that.
That was such a high and then such a low for such a disposable action film, but I was right in the mood of loving it, and that was really disappointing. The last film that I'll mention, which I think would get me hate mail, is Jackie. I hate Jackie. I loathe almost every single thing about it, and I loathe the pretentiousness that you have to like it because it's a serious biopic and it's about Camelot, you
right.
know, in
right.
America, the Kennedys. None of that pretentious, like, kind of the assumption that you have to like give it because it's about a Kennedy or Jackie and what, you know, do it good. But that film sucked. And
yeah.
I hated it. And it came real close.
Wow.
So those were my misses.
That's pretty serious. Okay.
But you know what the problem with these things is? Now we do our list and you or anybody can, I'll say my number seven and they're like, Jackie's way better than that.
Right.
You know, what's the matter with you? You
yeah.
know, so now you have like this thing where.
I'm okay with that.
I am. Me too. Me too.
Because.
I don't care. I love it.
Because, yeah. And at the same time, whatever I say are like the 10 worst, you know, people go, Nine Lives is worse than that.
Yeah.
And I'll go, well, okay.
So.
I don't know. And actually I know that I saw Nine Lives on like the number one worst movie of the year on a lot of lists. And I'm not talking about like finding, you know, Bob's movie review
right.
blog or whatever.
Right.
I'm talking about like serious places,
yeah, right.
right?
Rolling Stone, Time, all these places that do film.
Yeah. And I don't want to imply that those were the places that had it worst because I don't remember.
Right.
But I mean, I'm talking about serious
right.
movie review sites and magazines and newspapers and stuff like that.
Way to duck a libel suit. That's
that
great.
All had Nine Lives. Well,
yeah.
what are they going to do?
Yeah.
Sue me for telling what their worst rating is?
No.
Anyway, and every time I saw that, whether it was really close to number one or it was number one, I'm like, first of all, you just watched that movie wrong. There's no hatred to have for that movie, or else, you know, why don't you just, you know, click on Disney Junior and start
right.
ripping the crap
start
out of some stuff,
that.
Right?
Yeah, right.
And at the same time, I was like, did you really see a lot of movies this year? Because,
right.
because there was some bad things. Anyway, all right. So we'll jump right into the list before this. Before this takes all day. So we'll do the same. And actually, before we start, I just want to throw out there that everyone needs to remember to tune in next week when we will be doing our awards,
oh,
right?
Yeah.
The can't win awards or whatever, you know, we'll have a contest
that's
to, we'll have a contest to rename that.
Yeah.
Actually, that's what we'll do next week. next week
right.
we will start the contest to name our award show
right.
and I'll throw in like a big stack of DVDs or
yeah.
something that you can win a whole bunch of stuff.
They'll all be from our worst list.
And no, that would then no one would enter.
I would enter.
What would be the point of that?
I would still want.
So tune into that and I'll have like a box of DVDs and some
cool.
movie passes or something like that so that people will try to name our show. That'd be cool.
Yeah.
Anyway, so we'll just go back and forth like we did,
yeah,
like we always do.
You want to go first or me go
so
first?
So my number 10 is Mother's Day. here's the thing. Oh, and actually we should say you are more or less sticking with
yes.
things that we have covered on the show.
Yep.
I unfortunately have to cover
yeah.
Everything that I've seen,
right.
which is still, you know, don't email me and say this this movie's worse than that because right. I probably agree with you,
right.
but I didn't see it and I'm not going to see it just to find out.
Right. That's
that it seemed worse.
Right? It smells funny.
Right.
You know, that's that whole thing.
So if there are worse movies that we have not mentioned
we
at all,
take your word for it.
Just assume that we believe you and it's, and it's worse. You can email us as long as you say, hey, listen, here are some movies and then we'll tell people some more things to avoid.
Yeah.
But we probably didn't see it because
right.
we can't see everything. And believe me, making sure we hit every worst movie
yeah.
is not a priority. Anyway, Mother's Day. And, you know, Mother's Day, it's hard to bag on this movie at this point
yeah.
because Frank Marshall just died this year.
Right.
Not long after this movie came out, which is even worse. But man, is this movie horrible.
Yeah.
And I'll tell you what. The weird thing is, it's the last in the, you know, line of the holiday,
right.
Isn't it wacky that everything all comes together movies.
Yeah.
Right. Which is, just Frank Marshall, like ripping off Love Actually anyway, but,
right. Right.
Because the people who made Love Actually were stupid enough not to call it Christmas time or
right.
whatever.
Right?
Right. But anyway, I just to put this out there to, you know, kind of qualify my hatred of this movie, I didn't hate Valentine's Day. I didn't love it, but I didn't hate it. It was
yeah.
actually kind of okay. It was, you know, like yeah. a fun time. And I actually like Love Actually pretty well.
I like Love Actually. It's easy to take swing at that.
My wife makes me watch it too much, but,
yeah.
but other than that,
yeah, it's fine.
I like the general idea, and I could go for like a sappy-ish thing
sure.
once in a while. And Valentine's Day kind of surprised me because I ended up liking that a lot more than I thought. I thought I was going to hate that one exactly as much as I actually do hate this one. And, you know, the thing that really bugs me about this movie is all the people who are in it. It's a movie where I almost start to say, I don't like you anymore
right.
because you were in
you
that.
Did this.
And yeah. the only save for those people in this movie, because a lot of people are in this movie.
Yeah.
There's tons of names like all of these movies,
sure.
you know, Frank Marshall gets everyone
yeah.
to sign up.
Right.
And that's the only save for the people who are in this movie is that Frank Marshall asked them to do it.
Right.
Or whatever. Who
However
knows what contract
there, right.
they've signed that they're forced to do it or whatever it is. But what I can make myself feel okay about is,
right.
you know, Frank Marshall asks you to do a movie and you go, all right, fine.
You
know,
Frank
it's
asked.
Like,
yeah.
it's like, we'll okay, I'll be in this movie.
Yeah.
But man, is it awful. It's so cheesy. The dialogue is horrible. A lot of the dialogue in this movie makes me think that it's improv, but by people who don't really want to be in the movie,
right?
Right? It's like,
right.
Whatever, I'll say this. Like,
yeah, right.
like they're not even trying. It's
yeah.
so horrible. And the whole coming together thing, it's such a donkey story
yeah.
at the end anyway. And then you like sit through the whole thing. It's like Love Actually, but like they all die at the end. Like they all get together. They all find that they have all these connections and
yeah.
then a bomb goes off
right.
and they all
That's
die
right.
or whatever. I mean, nothing remotely like that
no,
happens.
I know, but yeah.
But it's just that goofy and
I'm glad
corny
I that
and horrible.
One. I didn't even see that one at all.
Anyway, that's my number 10.
That's pretty funny. Number 10 for me was Criminal. The Kevin Costner,
I'll give you that.
Tommy Lee Jones, Gary Oldman. Like this, I remember one thing that I saw after we did the show, because as anybody who listens know, we try to stay away. Well, I think we both try to stay away from reviews until we've seen the movie, but I try to stay away from them until we do the show. And I remember somebody said, this is the turd you get when you put A-list stars in a C-list movie. And they can't find their way out.
Right.
Like it's something like that. So, and that's pretty true. I remember being interested by the premise of the film, which I thought sounded like any easy action thriller kind of thing that I might be up for in the right moment, but it was just so dull and stupid and
right.
cliche cheesy, not just cheesy, but just really horribly done.
And it had so many scenes. The thing I remember from that movie,
yeah.
and it wasn't quite bad enough that I even like put it on my worst list,
right?
Because there was a bit of okayness to it, but
there was a window of
yeah. The thing that I remember about that movie, though, even now, that stands out to me is it had so many scenes that just kept going,
yeah,
because somebody thought it was really good,
right.
and it's
right.
like there's it's like you can see like the director kind of winking at you watching it, going, "This is good, huh? You want
right.
a little bit more of this, don't you? Well, here you go."
right.
And it was so you. That whoever's making the movie was so lost in how good they thought it was
yeah.
that they dragged stuff out and
if
made
I
you watch
right,
it more.
We saw this pretty soon after seeing Costner in like 3 days.
Yeah.
Something. Cause I remember thinking it's great to see Kevin Costner in stuff. And then I got this
right, right.
and I went, well, let me say it'd be great to see him in really good stuff. Not even like amazing stuff. But I remember being so irritated at just how pandering it all felt. And it was really, like you said, it was really long. It was almost 2 hours long, and it might have been a real taut, forgivable 90 minutes.
Right. It could have been less than that even. Could have been like 70
yeah, right.
minutes or something.
Right. That one stood out.
And then it would have been probably okay.
Right.
It's
yeah.
like the story in some very general way is an okay story.
Right.
You know, that when you're pitching the outline.
Yeah, right.
You know, nobody is laughing
CIA
at
dies,
you.
Gets
right.
his memories put into someone. Turns out that guy's a homicidal sociopath. Like, now you got to try. And the stuff that worked good for that film was when they tried to corral.
It doesn't feel like you're
Costner.
casting Costner
no,
in that.
No,
as you,
at all.
As
while
you,
you're rattling down it.
Right,
you know?
Right.
And I got to tell you, Ryan Reynolds should thank his lucky stars that someone decided to throw Deadpool his way, because he was destined to start doing films like this
right,
a lot.
Right.
He needed a big hit, and he got it. But it, you know, it's weird to have such vitriol for the preposterous of the idea of Jackie, which I'm
right,
still irritated
right.
about, and still have it not be worse than this, because this just had so many other bogged down stuff.
Yeah. All right.
So that's my 10. Now I go back to back. Let me get my 9 here. 9 for me is maybe, like my preface said earlier, one of the surprising low points of the year for me, because I had some pretty good expectations for it. Fantastic Beasts is my number 9 film. I thought,
wow.
I thought that, you know, with all the money, with all the prestige, with all the
you just don't like kids.
No, it's not. None of that at all. I actually felt like for the first time in a long time, this was just that thing that bugs me. You know, we've been through this.
You were like, I get why Mark doesn't like the Harry Potter movies.
No, it's mostly like why we both hated, like, when Peter Jackson decided to stretch out the Hobbit movies.
Right.
It's just
a three movies.
Grab.
Right. Right.
It's just like this extended pandering attempt to try to take money out of your wallet for toys, time, and whatever.
Right.
And for me, this thing just didn't work on so many levels. And the worst of them all, even though, and I love the Harry Potter world. I enjoy the books. I like the films. I'm very much into having fun in that realm. I was bored out of my mind almost from the start.
Right.
And though it had possible, not forgivable moments, but it had some entertaining stuff. Every once in a while, it would flare up here or there. It just wasn't long enough, and it was just the wrong vehicle to continue that world. And I
yeah.
hated it.
And some of it, now I didn't hate it nearly as much as you.
It.
I was basically kind of okay with it.
Yeah.
It was.
You gave it 5 stars. I gave it 3.
It was fine,
yeah.
right? But for me, the problem with that movie too is there's so much stuff in it that's so dorky,
yeah.
right? And it's weird. When I was watching that movie, there was so much of that, and a lot of it for like a really
long
span
stretches.
Right, where I was sitting there going, like, you know, I'm on like Pirates of the Caribbean ride,
right?
Like there's not really a story. There's you know, like, he does the stupid dance of the mating thing, and I'm like,
yes.
I'm like, you know, that's the pirate, the woman chasing the pirate around the barrel,
yeah, right,
like going
right,
around the thing.
Right,
and there's
right.
all this other, like, just looking at stuff. When he goes into his suitcase, you just sit there and stare at the magic.
Yeah.
And I'm like, this is just, I'm just on one of these floating Disney rides where
yeah.
look at that
yeah.
looks pretty.
Right.
And there's like no movie.
Right.
And you know, when you get done with it, you're like, yeah, all right. That sure. was, you it know, was, that was an okay ride.
It was so blatantly attempting to try to sell things and hook you. And I could see them with their little notebooks
and have things to add
right,
to
exactly,
the Universal
right.
Studios store
yep.
where Everything. They have Harry
we'll,
Potter
we'll
World.
We'll introduce these yeah. four magical creatures this film. And then next one, we've got these. But man, if we could only make a third or a fourth. And then J.K. Rowling's like, sure, I can write that.
And then the whole thing gets to have like its own. When they expand Harry Potter World, there will be its own store
sure.
where it's just magical creatures
yep.
and there's nothing else in the store. It's so
much of
boringly here's something pretty
yeah.
and here's a new thing.
What
yeah.
was most frustrating for me is it's a lot of the same crew that made the films that I really enjoyed. You know,
right.
there's one
but
big
at
name
this,
missing.
At this point, it doesn't matter because
no,
J.K. Rowling was like so in charge of this.
Sure.
And she has so much money.
And in a weird way, it almost runs the gamut of some George Lucasian kind of thing where, you know, she could argue, though she's very sensible, and I find Lucas sometimes is not, you know, she could argue, look at the box office. What we did was great.
Right.
You know, people loved it. But I got names in my head and I'm thinking I'm hitting the right one, but Steve Clove was the screenwriter who adapted so much of her stuff for the regular series of films, and he was absent.
Right.
And
she did it herself.
And I think there needs to be one more person who can stand in and be like, this isn't working the way
this isn't movie.
Right.
Right.
So,
right.
Anyway.
Yeah. Anyway,
so that was my number nine.
Good luck with that improving. Anyway,
yeah.
So that's your
right.
nine.
That's my nine.
And my nine is, I have to mess with my paper so
yeah, I'm not looking
you
at
don't
your
see
I'm
things
not, I'm not cheating
you'll cheat
I want to know I'm not cheating I want to
okay,
know
okay my nine is Ben-Hur.
Oh god, that's another one I ducked.
Which
good,
was
I'm glad you saw that. At first I thought you meant the original.
Holy
I'm like, what's
cow.
The matter with you?
Yeah, that didn't come out this year.
Yeah, I know.
Holy cow, was that bad movie. And it was
I remember when you went to
it was
see this.
So it was so like grandiosely horrible. It
yeah.
was almost this movie was it was like a 10-minute script rewrite and
that was great.
And like three or four additional shots
yeah.
from being like Mel Brooks does Ben-Hur. And it's like we're totally making
yeah.
fun of it, right?
History of the world, man.
If this movie would just if it just had a slight spin on, you know, you could even Photoshop it, right? You could still have the same it's like John Huston running in charge of this movie,
right.
Trying to carry this movie, right?
Yeah.
And it's so bad. And I actually kind of like him. He's pretty good in a lot of stuff that I've seen him in.
Yeah.
But he can't do this movie. And all you got to do is just like kind of Photoshop like the edge of his mouth turning up, you know,
right,
so that he's got like a little like
a sneer,
like a little smile almost
yeah.
to everything he says. And all of a sudden, we're just making fun of.
Oh, right.
The
right.
original movie, and man, it's so bad. And the chariot races, I mean, you know, everybody has talked about this
sure.
movie, you know, forever. But first of all, it's like the most boring thing. It's like a movie made by people who hated the original, not by people who are
right.
trying to get some. It's some weird, this is like a cash grab kind of in the same way as J.K. Rowling making another movie, but this one is like some weird like corporate boardroom version
huh.
or something where there's you know, I'm just gonna tear apart the studio itself too, but so that'll be good.
Yeah,
but this is like a bunch of suits in a boardroom throwing darts at a wall going
right.
what's a huge movie from the past that we're gonna throw a bunch of money at, and you know, it'll be stupid,
yeah,
but I'll make a bunch of money. And you know, the dart landed on Ben-Hur and they're like, eh, whatever,
yeah,
we could throw that together and
was
make a bunch of stuff. It's just everything that happens in it is so almost like bonkers. It at certain points it's too serious for its own good because it's not actually giving you serious stuff. It's just giving you stuff that you've seen 1,000 times before
right.
that's all totally cliched nonsense, but it's kind of looking at you like it's reciting a newly found Shakespeare play,
right,
right, that no one ever heard, and everything is super serious. And then at other times, it's like practically an episode of Scooby-Doo. I mean, it's so...
See, this kind of makes me want to watch it,
it's
but not,
so,
not that bad.
It's so weird, and
yeah.
it's horrible, and you're just... It's like insulting, really. So
right.
it's... you know, like I said, the bad movies, you know, run the gamut of ways to be bad or whatever. And, right. and actually this one has most of them in it, but you know, there are movies that are just horrible because, you know, they just can't do anything right. And there are some that are just purely insulting in like what you're watching.
Yeah.
And then, and that's even before you get to like the Chariot Race, which is bizarre. It's almost like they tried to make a whole movie. What if we had a whole movie of the Chariot Race? Like, right. you know, that movie that's coming out where it's like the one drug deal, it's mm-hmm. like live time.
All, yeah.
And I can't,
I'm blanking on it,
but it looks cool. Yeah, right. Does. And it's just, it's like an hour and a half of the real time of this drug deal gone wrong. And we're yeah. trapped in this warehouse or whatever it is. And this movie, it's almost like it said, what if we just made a Chariot Race, a movie?
Right.
And it is like real time. What if awesome. There was a Chariot Race that took 90 minutes?
Yeah.
We just kept going around mm-hmm. and around. And all the stuff that happens during the thing, and that's a movie.
That's it.
And George Costanza comes in and goes.
Right.
Anyway, yeah, that was really painfully bad.
I feel like I dodged a real good bullet not having seen your 10 or 9. I have nothing to add except joy that I missed them, you know.
All right, and then I got to jump to 8, too. My 8 is Dirty Grandpa.
Oh, yeah.
Which is De Niro and what's his name? Efron and
yeah, Zac Efron.
And it's this is a movie. I swear to God, Robert De Niro has this like checklist
yeah.
for like the last 5 years. He's just got some bizarre checklist. He's got like his bucket list yeah. of shit he's the gonna stuff. Do.
Right.
And he goes, I'm going to be like the Isaac Asimov of movies, and I'm going to have been in every category of movie
yep.
before I'm done. And now I need to check off really, like, really dumbass Spring Break movie
right.
off my list. I've never been in a really dumbass right. Spring
Let's
Break
do,
movie.
Right.
And somebody convinced him at some point that he needed this checklist.
Right. Right.
And talked him up on this, and he's locked in. And sometimes it works and sometimes it doesn't. And, you know, like, what's that movie? Like The Intern?
Yes.
It was actually pretty decent
yeah.
and it was weird. And it was Robert De Niro, you know, really off type. Like you don't expect
Plain
him to,
old and
you,
young
you don't, ex-
Anne Hathaway,
you don't
yeah.
expect him to see him in that kind of a role
right.
and all that stuff. And he's like, this is a movie I need to be in.
Yep.
So we, and that one actually is pretty good.
Yeah. That's pretty
and
good.
This one, it's like, you know, what's next? He's going to be in some like, you know, grindhouse horror, you know,
I
whatever.
So.
I mean,
I want that.
And like he's gonna pull
maybe
the mask off at the end.
Yeah,
and he, yeah it could just be like he's lost a bet.
I was just gonna say maybe he
yeah,
lost
that
a
could
bet
be
with
it.
Someone, you know. And if that's true, I'm sure he's gonna be in a lot of bad things. When he did films like Analyze That, and he went to the Fockers and all these
right,
things,
right.
I got it. You know, he's done the Mean Streets, the Raging,
right,
the Bulls,
right.
everything,
and he just wants
and
to
he
be
just
in
wants
some
to try some
things. Screwy
and,
fun
and
thing.
Like we've said before, he did some humor and he got some laughs, and he's like, hey, I you know, I kind of like that.
Right,
like, do more of that. I get those films. When he was in this, I never got it. I
no.
never understood it.
And this one, it's so weird too, because not that you even want to. Necessarily put any positives on Zac Efron, but it's such a weird Spring Break movie because
yeah.
it's there's something about you, and you can tell from the title, right, that it's Dirty Grandpa. It's just every other stupid fraternity, you know, crazy go on Spring Break nonsensical movie. Just throw Grandpa in it,
right?
And it's like,
right. bring Grandpa
well,
along.
Hooray. I mean, it has a couple of parts that are a little bit funny,
yeah.
which are clearly like directly from the napkin that we wrote down
we
a couple
get,
of
right.
funny points so that someone would give us some money or
yeah.
something. But man, it's just, it's awful. It's like that other sorority fraternity moves in next door
Which
to
Zac
the people.
Efron was
like,
on.
Whatever.
Neighbors or whatever.
Yeah.
Yeah.
yeah. Anyway. All right. So that's my 2 in a row there. So, it's clearly your turn.
Number
right?
8. Yeah. Number 8 is one I forgot until I had to start looking back at the list.
Oh God.
It's not even so bad. I blanked it out. It was another one, which you kind of were more forgiving of, but it was The Huntsman, Winter's War. and it was the next round.
Oh, right.
And I just remember when I started thinking about it, I remember thinking of how absolutely like distracting Charlize Theron and Emily Blunt both going super campy, like we're going to one upstage each other, chewing the scenery. But it was dull and flat and boring and bad and uninteresting. And at the time, I remember, or at least I think I remember us reviewing it, saying, I don't even think it's necessarily the absence of Kristen Stewart, who in the first one wasn't bad. I remember people were swinging at her all the time, too. And I thought she didn't do a bad job.
Right.
This movie doesn't suffer because she's absent from it. This movie suffers because it shouldn't have happened. It was just another stupid attempt to try to do a film, because I think when they contractualized it, they must have said, like, look, if it does well, we're going to do another one. And they got people to sign.
Actually, that's not what happened in this movie.
It feels like it. That, it felt like an obligation. It didn't feel like there was
actually,
any love.
It's
of
actually
film
a
at
pretty
all.
Interesting story.
Then tell me, we
might as well waste a bunch of time, right? This movie actually was supposed to be first. And
I remember
this. What happened with this is somebody wanted to make the movie of the Huntsman's story. And no one would give him the money, right? No one would give him the money. And what actually happened was they forced him to make the first movie,
right?
And said, if you make the first movie and it makes enough money, then we'll let you make the second movie.
Right.
And then it still was a long time before before it came out. There was still like a bit of a gap there.
Yeah,
but they tried to get The Huntsman first, and actually, I still think, if they had been allowed to do that, it probably would have been a pretty good movie.
I vaguely
remember
this.
You wouldn't have a bunch of the crap that's in this movie now that is like weirdly off of the back of the first movie.
Right.
And I think a lot of what happened there is that somebody said, okay, well, we did say we'd let you make the movie, but now here are the things that we're going
to
make you
have in it, right?
Right,
yeah.
You're going to have some weird monkeys.
Right.
And it's like they just, they got like a Mad Libs or something.
It felt that way, you know, and it was
and
2 hours
And here's
of
all the stuff that we're going to make you throw in and do and all that stuff. So,
I mean,
anyway.
Just enough of not liking that world but having to endure it, but 2 hours of sitting there and watching this stuff happen where it just was so uninteresting. God, I think we saw that in 3D.
Yeah,
not even that saved it. Like,
and,
I mean, some
and you know,
okay
here's
effects,
here's
but...
the thing for me. So it's bad, right?
It's bad.
But it's not going to be on my list.
Sure,
it's not in my almost or whatever. It is bad. And here's the thing with that movie for me is I still feel like there is actually a good movie in there somewhere. Not that that affects my rating or anything, but just as like a thing to throw out there, because there are a bunch of parts in that movie that I actually liked. There are a lot of parts of, when he's talking with the dwarves and
that was,
there is a foundation somewhere that I swear to God, somebody in a suit came in and said, now add this and add this and add this and add this. And there's a guy trying to make a movie going, but that messes it all up, and that sucks. And
I remember the dwarves. I remember that stuff. I remember when Emily Blunt, she had like her powers, and they were creating like all the ice stuff. I remember the middle of the movie was the part I remember liking the most.
Right, and you know what? You know what I think happened too is that the movie was forced to be more about her than about the Huntsman.
Right. And that was,
and I still think, you know, back from the original thing, there's a guy trying to make a movie about the Huntsman, and he still can't, isn't allowed to make it.
The best part of that is when she believes her betrayal has happened through the ice, and then, you know, everything kind of falls apart.
Right,
there's that 20 minute scene in there, that 20 minute section rather in there amongst those scenes that I thought was actually like, good, go this way. And it never did. But, but anyway,
that's
my number
awful.
Eight. Now, number seven, is Batman versus Superman. I don't know that there's a whole lot of new information I can share about why the movie sucked for me, except that maybe to say that why it's not number one, two, three, like it, there are worse films.
Right.
And with a little bit of distance, I can say that there were things about the movie I liked that I had fun with. It wasn't consistent. It wasn't consecutive. There were scenes very far apart from one another. I liked Ben Affleck in it very much, although I didn't like all the stuff that he had to do. And there were some scenes that were fabricated that I didn't like so much, but it didn't stink as badly as I thought. But overall, Zack Snyder's a horrible movie-making machine, and this is just more proof that he's there and that he's doing it. So,
all right. So, everybody knows about that movie.
Yeah.
Okay. So, what are we at? Seven?
Seven
my seven is Independence Day Resurgence.
Hmm.
Because, you know, that's one. It obviously it's up on the Razzies.
Yep.
And again, running through the Razzies: Batman vs Superman, Dirty Grandpa, Gods of Egypt, Hillary's America, Independence Day, and Zoolander.
Yep.
Independence Day obviously is on there, and there are worse movies, but that one, that movie was actually the number one movie for me for the whole year, purely in terms of my sitting there going, oh my God, I still have to keep watching this. Right.
I remember, that was when we did see together. I remember that.
It just kept happening.
Yeah.
And I so wanted to leave. There are movies that are ultimately worse, but didn't
right.
make me want to leave as much.
Yeah.
Right. That I just, and the, for me, the movie, it just kept doing one stupid thing after another that it became almost like there was a bet somewhere
right.
in the background right. of this movie going, ah, people won't care,
right.
you know?
Right.
And so stick this in. And like, there's, you know, there's people it, putting the script together, like just laughing their asses off. And so, you know, and somebody's going, oh, do this, do this. No,
right.
we can't do that. No,
right.
Just do it.
Just
do
it. Yeah.
And it was like every next character, every next line that people said,
yeah.
every next, you know, completely cheesy,
man.
Nonsensical thing. It got to the point where I felt like they were doing stuff that was stupid, not because there's some kind of industry standard that people do it, but just because they wanted to highlight how dumb it is. Right.
right.
And, you know, like one of the things for me that stands out is just not as like the worst thing, but just as kind of the perfect summary of crap that happens in the movie is, you know, when he's flying that machine and he pushes really hard on the sticks.
Yeah, right.
And he's like struggling and struggling.
Yeah.
And if only he is strong enough to push the sticks hard enough.
Right.
And he strains and strains and strains.
Right.
Then the ship will have enough power to.
Right.
go wherever it's going.
Yeah.
I'm like, what? It's not like analog.
Yeah.
He's not like
a tactile sensor.
It's not Fred
yeah.
Flintstone's car. It's he's just moving a stick and man, the expressions on his face and stuff. And that to
yeah.
me, the way that scene happens to me is like, it's done on purpose. It's
right.
like,
right.
We're calling you stupid. Right. It's the way that we zoom in on the strain on his face. Right. Anyway, and that's just like, you know, that's just it. That exact same thing is everywhere in the movie.
Sure.
You know, the same.
Mark, I've seen a lot of movies with you. And
yeah.
I genuinely, even when we saw the last Resident Evil, even when we saw the really crappy, you know, the real crappy ones that we think are the worst films we've ever seen, I never thought we were leaving the theater.
Right.
I shit you not. When we were watching Independence Day Resurgence together, and I could, you know, when you just know someone's staring at you and you don't even have to look at them, it wasn't even that. I could just feel you getting your things, like to get up. and I thought at some point, because you had no respect for the film, and I think we saw it nearly empty anyway, but I had imagined you just standing up right next to me and be like, so we're going, right? Like, but you never did. And that's the closest
radiating.
You were. That's the closest we've ever come, I feel, to leaving a bunch of bad films that we've seen. And part of me was happy that we didn't, because I remember distinctly thinking about an hour in going, okay, we've taken the worst that you've got.
Right.
Now I just want to see what else you can do. And I got my wish.
Right.
Because it got worse. And I just thought, it's a funny thing, because we walk out of it and we're like, you know, that really sucked. And I remember thinking a little bit more humorously that it sucked. You were a little bit more seriously like, that sucked. Like, I can't believe I just sat there through that. That was fun.
I
genuinely thought that was the one we were going to leave on.
Yeah, that was great. All right. And you can go back and listen to our shows of all these horrible movies.
Yeah, these are the ones.
And figure out exactly how bad they are.
So your six is.
All right. So that's.
That was your seven.
That's my seven. My six is Man Down, the Shia LaBeouf movie about the, you know, post-traumatic stress, nonsensical thing. And that's
really bad.
This is actually a movie that is on a lot of people's lists. Yeah, really
is. It really bad? Yeah.
It's really horrible. And, we're getting into an hour already, so we're going to run through the rest of these pretty quickly. But it really is really horrible. And it's bad in the sense of, like many other things, it's mostly bad because of how good it thinks it is.
Yeah.
And it's so it's like mind-numbingly talking down to you. Like it's see how I understand this and I can impart my wisdom on you. And it's like so heavy handed in the way that it like shoves stuff at you.
Yeah.
And goes, I have to tell you in this like very simplistic way because you're too stupid to understand. I mean, it's so bad. And he's really awful in it.
I was waiting for this part.
He's actually...
I never saw this.
It's weird because he's actually pretty good in many things that happen in the movie. There are a lot of parts in the movie where... I don't like him anyway, but there are a lot of parts in the movie where you're like, well, he's actually pretty good. But then there are parts where he's really horrible.
Yeah.
And then all of a sudden you're going, well, wait, what? What? How? Like, now he's... you can tell the different filming days.
Right. Yeah. Right.
And the ones that he was drunk not long ago or something. I mean, but all of a sudden he's just really like goofy and like caricature-ish. And it's like he's trying to be almost like you would have to try to be that bad. Anyway, so that's my five. That's my five.
That's your, all right. That's your six.
Six?
Hopefully, because I haven't done my six.
Oh, yeah, six. That's my six. All right.
Six for me is Star Trek Beyond. And, I specifically hate all the new Star Trek movies.
You bagged on that movie enough.
There's all kinds of stuff that we said during our review. It starts with the writers. It starts with some of Simon Pegg's, what he believed were great ideas. It ends up being a movie that at best is the worst of the Voyager. Well, not Voyager. I don't want to take a crap on that. It reminded me of a really bad Next Generation episode that they just stretched into 2 hours that has all the convenience of people knowing how to ride vehicles and do things. But they really just wanted to have the Beastie Boys save the universe. And a way to do is, it's really stupid and pandering. And it was annoying as hell because do want to like that movie.
It gets to the end. It gets to the end and you almost want to like what's happening.
Yeah.
But you're like, this is so stupid that I just can't
Performances are flat except when they're with interesting things that are happening with each other. The best parts of the movie are when characters are talking, like when Bones and Spock are off on their own and they're having conversations. Things are great. Like that's the part that moves the movie for me, but it's really weird that movie is so long and doesn't have those moments longer. They have like 3 or 4 minutes.
It's
and like,
actually,
I remember you saying like, we got to cut that. We got to put some explosions in here somewhere or some alien that doesn't make any sense.
It's very weird that in a movie like this and in a world where it's Star Trek and the, things that are sort of the general things that happen in Star Trek, the amount of total dialogue in this movie is weird.
Yeah, it's really small.
There's not a lot of like thinking and figuring stuff out and whatever. There's just, I have a tape player.
Right.
Or whatever.
I'll just do that.
Like whatever. It's very, it's very weird. It's very bad.
The next one, my number five, I feel like I'm kind of taking an obvious swing at something, but I didn't like the movie, so it's in the middle of my list. It's Keanu.
Oh yeah.
And though
I came very close to having that on my list. And then at the end I was like, man, it just couldn't stay on my list.
I waited a bit because it's supposed to be a funny, it's not supposed to be serious at all. It's not supposed to be taken seriously at all. But even when it was being seriously funny, I didn't find it funny. And I'm sorry. I feel like when we talk about musicals, if the songs suck and I can't remember any of them, you haven't made a very good musical.
Right.
If I go see a humorous film, a comedy, and I'm a fairly open to comedy
kind
of guy,
laugh
and I don't laugh
at all.
We laughed at one thing and I'd have to listen to the review that we did for it but I think it was just so stupid and we were just so like caught unaware by it. But it was genuinely funny, but I don't count that. I didn't think it was funny.
No, you fail.
So
yeah,
that's my number five.
And you know, the thing with this movie for me too is that Key and Peele are hilarious.
Yes.
It's not like they don't know how
they
to
know
be funny, right?
Yeah, right.
It's not, and not only that, but they have done other funny movies,
sure.
TV shows,
everything. Yeah.
They're all over the place being funny and they know how to do it. And so it's just even weirder.
Yeah.
This feels like a movie where, you know, they kind of threw out an idea and the next thing you know, somebody like made them,
right.
got them to sign to
right.
it.
Put a check in front of them and
yeah.
do it now before you change your mind.
And then all of a sudden they were like, oh shit, now I have to write a whole movie. And they,
right.
and so
right.
they had to do something and there's like schedules and
yeah.
it's like, if you don't have X by April 1st, then give us all the money back. We already
right.
spent it.
Yeah.
And so it just got whipped together, but
yeah.
it is, it's very weird and they're funny people. So,
they are, so
it,
it, really
it should not,
it was more disappointing than
yeah.
So
anyway,
that's my five. What's
all
yours?
Right. So my five is Zoolander 2.
Yeah.
And, again, that's on the Razzies. Everybody hates that movie. We don't really need to talk about it. It's,
did you like
it's
the first Zoolander? That's
it's really
the
bad and should never be made, but, you know, I,
that's really the only place
I,
to come from.
I liked the first Zoolander.
Okay.
I didn't really love it or think it was
yeah,
great
okay.
or
right.
or think that it necessarily deserved its like culture status that it achieved at the time,
yeah.
except that it was just so it was such a like safe goofy.
Yeah, right.
You know, that you could spread it around
yeah.
or whatever and people could see it and it's, you know, it's like mostly harmless.
Yeah.
and
right.
whatever.
Right.
But it was okay. But this one was really, really bad and just shouldn't have been done. It's, we didn't actually have enough material. We just figured we'd waited long enough.
I remember a lot of people getting excited that it was coming back and I thought the trailer was a joke. I thought they were just spoofing what a new movie would be, not
right,
we're
right.
doing it.
Yeah, and then they did it.
And then they did it.
And then what number are we on?
Four.
Here? My next
four
is the Brothers Grimsby, which mm-hmm. which is almost in a way in the same boat. It just should have never been made. And it wasn't funny. It's really stupid humor. It's,
yeah.
It's like all of the worst things of all of his other movies, like Borat and you
right.
know, all those things. It's like all of the worst, most donkey parts of all those movies, but let's just do like a whole movie of it.
Right.
And there's virtually no actual plot to it.
Yeah.
I mean, there's, you know, there's more plot in an episode of Scooby-Doo than
right.
there is in this.
Yeah.
It's just an excuse for whatever gags that didn't even need to be in this movie either, because they don't completely connect to
yeah.
the story. It's just that here's this dumb idea. It's so, you can't even talk about most of the stuff that happens in the movie anyway.
That's funny.
And this is a movie really where some of the people in it, you're just like, my God,
right.
What
happened to you?
Who do you
what?
Owe? What?
Got pictures of
that
you.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's funny.
Yeah, it was really bad. All right.
See. Four for me is Pop Star Never Stopping.
There you go.
Again, in the same reign of what Keanu was, I feel like in a lot of ways, you know, Andy Samberg is really talented and really funny, but never in a starring place, only in a supporting place. And he has to understand
in movies,
in movies, right.
In,
not in it, shows
in Brooklyn Nine-Nine.
He's hilarious.
He's hilarious.
And,
and the show is great.
He's given
yeah.
his own reign. He's hilarious. Like, but in movies, he just doesn't have that thing yet. And I wonder if it's because of the projects that he's doing. But what I remembered about this, even before I ever had to look it up, was that it was a ridiculously short movie.
Yeah.
You know, I
yeah.
mean, it's an hour and a half, but it is like 10 minutes of credits. So it's only like 80 minutes. And I remember us commenting, like, thankfully it's only 80 minutes.
Right.
It doesn't take its title too seriously. Like it's never going to stop.
Right.
But I remember watching that film and not being in a bad mood, like going into it, but being unamused, being bored and being so desperate that at like 40 minutes in, I was dying. Like
right.
I just wanted
there's,
to leave.
Right. There's
it's
just
so stupid.
There's nothing funny happening.
And the
only
movie,
thing,
man, it's an R-rated film. You have
right.
no governorship. Just make it all funny and gross. And I love smart humor and I love potty humor, and you couldn't get me to crack a smile.
Yeah, there was nothing funny. And you know, the thing that's weird is anything that's even coming close to funny is in the trailer.
Yeah, right. And now we've spoiled all, yeah.
And most of that is even like that one where he shoots the basket,
yeah,
behind his head, and everyone goes, "Yeah, it went in."
Right.
That is funny.
Yeah.
But that's the height of how funny anything is going to be in the movie.
Right.
Hope
you like that.
That's not the right kind of funny to carry a whole movie, right?
No, not at all.
That's a nice bit to have thrown in there too, yeah. Right? If around it there's a really funny movie,
right,
then that would be a good thing to have, right?
Yeah.
But to be like the funniest thing that happens and you throw it in your trailer anyway.
Yeah, that's worse.
This also to me, and like I said, I like him.
I do like
him. And I really don't want him to suddenly find himself lost on the track of other people that we won't name,
right?
Who only make total crap movies, right? But this is like one of those movies. This is like one that you would expect. And this feels like a movie too, where it's like we got roped into it somehow and now we have to do it. They're not recent. They're actually really old at this point, but like the movies that kept coming up from SNL skits and drag it into a whole movie, and they're all horrible. And there's like A Night at the Roxbury and like Ladies
Man.
There's
a reason they stopped.
And they just can't carry a whole movie. And this is like, there's no SNL skit, but he was telling a funny story to somebody. Like, wouldn't this be, it's almost like the skit they never let him make on SNL.
Right.
Like he wanted to do this skit of this guy and he never got to do it on SNL. And he's like, well, I'll just make a whole movie of it then.
Right.
And it,
didn't work.
Terrible. Anyway.
We're almost, we got 20 minutes to do three films.
We got
to do this because
we got to hurry.
Mostly
up,
we've talked about these.
Is it still your turn?
Yeah. Number three for me is Suicide Squad. And it was
A
misfire all over the place. It wasn't the movie the trailer proposed. And it, for a number of different reasons, we covered this one pretty long. I jotted down the ratings just to see where things were, and you gave it 1.5 stars, and I only gave it 0.5 star, and I still believe both of us gave it most of that just because of Harley Quinn.
Yeah.
You know, she's really the only bright spot in the whole thing. But man, what a dog and what a misfire and just what a bad movie.
Yeah, it's really, really.
That was my number three.
All right. My number three is Boo a Madea Halloween. And I feel like I don't have to say anything else about that.
I can't believe you saw that.
Yeah, oh,
why
yeah.
did you go see that without me?
Because
really do it on purpose.
I didn't actually go see it.
Because you have to
round out your worst list.
Is it a Madea holiday or a Madea Halloween?
Halloween.
Okay.
Boo a Madea Halloween.
I can't believe.
Fantastically bad, but
awesome. I just saw an ad for this the other night.
But it's not a surprise.
No, I don't think
that's
a surprise.
That it's awful. I don't know if he can actually somehow like just keep going with those.
That's awesome. Yeah,
I don't know if he's got it at this point where he can make a whole movie for like $10,000. So if they make anything, we're raking in cash. Maybe that's the gig at this point. But this movie looks, you know, speaking of that, this is obviously a big budget whole movie. It's all spent on marketing, right?
Yeah,
the production value of this movie looks like an episode of the Dukes of Hazzard.
Really?
I mean, it is
that bare.
It is
yeah
like nothing. And it's weird the way that these movies have like fine-tuned themselves.
Yeah,
you know, over
they're a machine now.
Over time, right?
They're like old studio films.
Yeah,
win four days' work and get it out.
You know what they? Yeah, it is. It is.
You know,
it's like
really,
really old school movies. Like they come to him now, and he goes on the set. He's like, you get this house.
Yeah.
You get this park.
Yep.
Whatever, right over there, and we're gonna let you have these for 2.5 days.
Yeah.
Make a movie, and he hasn't started writing a movie yet.
Sure, he's coming up with it right there.
They just and it's like next week.
Yeah,
and he goes, okay, you want to do a Halloween one? They're like, all right.
Yeah,
and then boom, there it is. Anyway,
that's awesome. That was your three.
And yeah, at this point, nothing about it's funny either. It anything that
I think it's hilarious.
Anything that might be funny was in a
Oh, right.
Earlier movie.
Sure.
So now it's okay. My
number two.
Number two is London Has Fallen.
Oh, wow. That's strangely surprising. Not because I revered that. I didn't get to see it, but I didn't know that you didn't like it that much.
Oh, yeah. It was really
wow.
bad.
Did
yeah.
you like the first one?
Not really. No.
Okay. So there's no surprise
the first
here.
One was, the first one was a lot better than this, okay. but
yeah.
But
no,
I didn't.
Right.
I didn't love
That's
the first
surprise.
One
That's
either.
Interesting.
But
I like that.
This one is this one. It's such a weird movie because it thinks it's doing so many things. This is like the movie version of like the guy, the kid in college who's in like philosophy 102 and now thinks he knows
right.
all of It'll philosophy, work. Right?
Yeah.
And starts spouting off about how he's, you know, he understands everything better
sure.
than.
Let me tell you, that's how he starts off. Things. Look, let me just tell you something.
Right.
Let me let you in on this.
let me clue you into how you're wrong about everything you ever thought before.
Right.
And
it's
like a film student
that's
movie that where they just got a bunch of budget and could blow stuff up and
right.
had these actors, but it is
huh.
so bad.
No kidding.
And oh, not only is it bad, it would be bad enough if this was just a horrible, stupid movie that
yeah.
was just every, it's like Top Trump's cliche, you know,
mm-hmm.
it's like, I could do this cliche. Well, I could do this one. Well, I could
right.
do this one.
Right.
Well, I've got,
right.
and it's like everything that happens.
Yeah.
Wow. Is it's like they took a poll of things you never want to see happen in a movie again,
yeah,
and then put them all in one movie.
I always felt like I was going to be on a trip somewhere, and on the in-flight film, this would be there, and I'd be like, yeah, all
right,
I guess
right,
I right. always kind of wanted to check it out,
right?
You know, maybe not, but
yeah, it's fantastically bad, but
wow.
it would be bad enough if that were just how bad it was. But also the direction is weird.
Yeah.
This is actually a good movie
huh.
for people to go see. I would actually recommend people go see this movie just to be educated about directing a film.
Yeah.
So that when you watch a movie and there's awards and there's like directors and everything and like what's good direction, like I feel like a lot of people don't understand
huh.
what good direction and bad direction is because they only see 10 movies a year,
sure,
maybe of like the, you know, big movies. They don't see tons of movies, even with like streaming and
yeah
Netflix,
no,
and being able to watch tons of movies,
right?
And basically they only see movies that are directed well. I think most people only see movies that are directed at least pretty well.
Yeah.
Or the movie's just so bad that it doesn't matter. But
wow.
this movie is like horribly directed. Now you're going to tell me it's
no
Steven Spielberg.
No, I was just looking. It's a guy I never heard of.
Ah,
I was
well,
just curious.
Anyway, yeah.
Would you have given that a zero?
No, it's
fantastic. Would you have given it like a two or a one? Like, I'm not asking you to.
Yeah,
do it,
I don't know.
Like,
it's
do you remember
it's probably
you,
like zero or maybe
it?
A half or something.
Yeah.
But it's
that's
this
that
is
sucks. That's a surprise.
This movie is really like everything that was bad about Independence Day, and they were like, "You think that's bad?
Right?
I could turn that
that's
up to
awesome.
11.
Oh, that,
that's not
funny.
That bad.
Yeah.
Anyway." So that's my number two.
Number two. My number two, speak of the devil, is Independence Day. We've gone over
oh,
it. I just
nice.
it was just abysmal and
yeah.
and only amusing in the how much pain can I take kind of way. You know,
right.
like you think you can take waterboarding. Okay. Well, we'll film
it. Exactly.
It,
it's
so.
A movie that's so bad that you expect that it might turn up in like The Walking Dead when they're
right.
torturing Daryl.
Sure.
They're going to make him watch this
watch
movie
this.
Now instead
yeah.
of just listening to that
I
song.
Know, right. I want to know what property or what beachfront or boat that the main characters got for being in it. Cause you know, there's no artistic integrity here. You're just like, you know what? I think I do want another house in Tahiti.
Right. Right.
I could go do this for 6 weeks. All right. I'll do that.
Right.
You know, no reason to really belabor that whole point. We know why is there. Number one for me shouldn't be a surprise for anyone who knows me or who listened to any of the shows before the summer. It's Ghostbusters.
Yeah, that's mine too. I'll just jump right in
I
with my number
it,
one.
Really.
That was my
I hate
number
Ghostbusters
one.
Ghostbusters from every fabric of every angle, from every conceivable point, intellectually, comedy, just intrinsically. The ghosts look bad. Like, I mean, I can take a swing at every single thing in here except you know, the controversy, and we did a big show about this too, the controversy about, you know, the misogyny and all the stuff that goes on there. one of us had figured out if we both didn't jump in, I don't care who's in this movie. You throw the original cast in and you give them these lines and this film still sucks.
Right.
It's still bad. It's not thought out well. It's just an attempt to capitalize on something. And while they're doing it, they want to pretend that they didn't owe anything to the original. Yet there are hints in the film, not even just the cameos, which are agonizing.
This is a whole movie where the reason they made this movie is that there's a warehouse somewhere full of Ghostbuster shit.
Right.
That,
like, let's step that off.
That they still have. There are warehouses all across the country with all of the shit that we haven't sold yet. And, you know, we've been writing shit off our taxes or God knows how that shit works.
Who knows?
But they had a load of stuff. They still had the molds of the packs and the car. And they're like, we could take like 10 minutes and adjust the mold on the car now. And we can spit out those toys.
Mm-hmm.
The whole movie is such a gigantic piece of marketing for your toys. You're hoping you're going to sell on the back end. There's nothing funny that happens. The only positive thing in the movie still for me, and I swear to God, it's virtually the only part of the movie I can remember.
Oh God. Like, maybe I don't.
Because I lose the whole movie. Like I have vague memories of kind of what happens.
Yeah.
The only thing that's good in the movie is that beginning part.
Yes. Right.
When that guy goes in the haunted house.
Yes.
And he's got the trick thing that he makes fall off of the thing to scare people or whatever. And when that happened, and it's even worse, the movie's even worse because it has that in it.
Yeah.
Because it
shows,
because
it
tricked
me. Yeah. It might've been all right.
Right.
Yeah.
Because it tricked me when I started watching it and I was like, wait a minute, maybe there'll be like some fun stuff.
I had
this
same feeling
okay.
Where I'm like, this could go a certain way where it doesn't rely on all the goofy, weird special effects. And maybe everybody on the internet is wrong.
Right.
You know, maybe all these haters, the fact that Paul Feig legitimately stood up and said, like, we made this movie for these intents and purposes. If he had been in a room with me, you know, I would have been like, you're lying. I don't believe you.
Right. Right.
And I think it shows, because one of the things that stood out for me when we did this film is, you know, he wanted to showcase how women could be funny, and he's done that. Bridesmaids is still an incredibly fun watch.
Right.
I haven't seen it in a long time, but I don't have to. I remember how much fun it was. You just tried to stand upon the back of greatness and claim it as your own,
right?
You know, while pretending that no one would really look and see what you were standing on. It's unfair in some way to judge a film based on what happens behind the film. But when it becomes a part of the film,
right,
then it's fair game.
Right.
And the film by itself sucks. Their position on it sucks. The only thing that I don't think, you know, negatively about it is, I'm saying it all wrong. I feel badly that they all took the shots that they did, you know, that the cast did,
right,
because they didn't deserve it. You can make a bad movie and roll that off and go, because guys do that all the time. But the amount of crap that they took for it, that sucked.
Right.
Like that was regrettable. But,
and you know, the thing that bugs me so much in that general guy versus girl regard to this movie, the only things that I think are any good in this movie at all.
Yeah.
There are maybe a couple of lines that are not horrible, but they don't even count. The only things that are any good are that first part with a guy, where it's about a guy.
Yep.
And I did not completely hate Hemsworth,
right,
in his
being the vapid, goofy, weird,
being the basically the blonde bimbo secretary. I didn't hate that. I didn't hate him in it. He had some moments where it was kind of okay.
Mm-hmm.
Which kept you from walking out of the movie because you're like, at least maybe something's good. So the only positives relate to guys,
right,
which is just horrible, because apart from Melissa McCarthy, who I am slowly learning to loathe.
Yeah.
I like all the other women
very much,
just not in this.
Right.
And they're all really funny.
Yeah.
In lots of things. They're all hilarious in lots of things. And, you know, like you mentioned, Bridesmaids, I mean, like Kristen Wiig and Melissa McCarthy in that, and they're hilarious.
Yep.
And
they're a multi-vehicle, and it's great.
And they all know how to do funny. And even though Melissa McCarthy just refuses to at this point.
Right.
It doesn't mean that she can't or hasn't.
Yeah.
And all of them are hilarious and should be able to make a movie.
Yeah.
And I think that part of what went wrong in this whole thing is having Paul Feig in it at all.
Yeah, I do too.
Because what you should have had was just take those girls and
yeah.
let them write the whole thing.
Right. Right.
Just like basically the first one came together with
sure.
the people
Ad-libbing
who are
and,
in
yeah.
it with Harold Ramis and everything
yep.
and just go, here's a goofy thing we're going to do. And,
right.
and they just did it.
Right.
Just have the, you know, people who are have to be funny.
Yeah. Let them be funny.
Let them do it.
Yeah.
Anyway.
Yeah.
I was really disappointed that this did not show up on the Razzies.
Me too.
I
wonder if it's still such a touchy subject because of all the
maybe
misogyny
that
and stuff
people
that people are like,
gonna,
we can't, I don't want to
yeah.
do it. It would have been on, I'd pay $40 to put that in number one anyway. I don't remember. Usually our lists, either best or worst, they float around the same, sometimes top three, four or five, you know, my number one is your three, you
right,
know, things
right.
like that. I don't know if we've had the same number one. I don't remember. Well, I guess Resident Evil might have been
right.
that one because we both really hated that. So that was surprising.
I don't know. Maybe
when we got closer to the top, I thought he's got some weird thing about something. I can't
right.
remember.
Right, and he hasn't mentioned Ghostbusters
and I was like,
at all.
He hasn't talked about this. So I figured Ghostbusters might be three and Independence Day might be one. But, you know, who
yeah.
knows. But anyway, good list.
Yeah, it's hard to predict my list when I have a lot more to
You've got
work
the,
with
yeah.
than just going off the movies. Okay.
Ben-Hur, Madea, like you saw some dogs. I feel bad for you. You saw some trash.
Yeah.
Man.
Yeah, and I didn't make you
I've
watch them either.
No, you didn't.
I did.
Have to go wash my eyes with a,
I didn't
you know,
give you the
yeah,
screener
you
and say,
me.
You will
right.
watch this. Yeah. Anyway, that's way more time than we should
yeah.
take up on the worst list of the year. Thanks for tuning in. Be sure again to tune in next week for our award show and the possibility of winning lots of great stuff.
Yeah. Maybe popcorn.
We will set up some kind of big giveaway to go along
yeah.
with next week. Cause I think that's a great idea. Cause we need a name. And,
yeah. But
and,
we do this every year. We try
and,
to get
and
people
our
to give
name,
us a name. And
our
ours
name
is
doesn't
just
work.
The can't win awards.
Anyway, but yeah, try and come up with a name for us next week. And, there's actually movies next week too. So we're going
to
have
right,
to try
yeah,
to get
go.
Through our awards
yeah,
as
right.
quick as we can. And I, you know, I didn't think it was going to take this us this long, but we should
yeah.
get out of here and
yeah.
let people go. Thanks for tuning in. Please share, rate us on iTunes, review us on iTunes, and otherwise trick your friends into listening to us.
Yeah.
Thanks.
Bye.